Welcome to American Mosaic in VOA Special English. I'm Doug Johnson. Today, we tell about Independence Day in the United States. This 4th of July will mark America's 234th birthday. We also answer a listener question about a famous American general. And we hear a poem about the American flag by country singer Johnny Cash. The 4th of July marks the anniversary of America's Declaration of Independence from Britain. During the summer of 1776, American colonists were deeply divided. Almost one in three was loyal to Britain. Yet most were increasingly angry about what they considered unfair treatment by the British government. By June, fighting had already taken place between colonial forces and Britain. The idea of independence was spreading. Delegates from the 13 colonies gathered in Philadelphia, Pennsylvania. The Continental Congress decided that a document declaring separation from Britain should be declared. Thomas Jefferson led a committee chosen to write it. On July 4th, 1776, the Continental Congress voted to approve the Declaration of Independence. It says that people have the right to change their government if it denies them their rights. It states that everyone has the right to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness.
Oh, for spacious skies, for amber waves of rain, for purple mountains, majesty above the fruited plain. America, America.
Today, the 4th of July, is a time for friends and families to gather. They might play sports and eat hot dogs, hamburgers, and other foods cooked outdoors. They might watch a parade in their community. At night, many people gather to watch fireworks bursting in the sky. Catherine Cole has more.
To get in the spirit of the upcoming holiday, we asked several people what they were doing this year to celebrate. We also asked about memories of past holidays. Jim is from Boston, Massachusetts. He says he has many nice memories of July 4th holidays spent in Maine.
During the 90s, I went to Naples, Maine with my wife. Naples, Maine has a 4th of July parade like no other and fantastic fireworks display over the lake.
Sean from Seattle, Washington says his holiday plans may change.
It depends on the weather. If it's last year in Seattle, it was cloudy. So we all went out to the Space Needle to watch the fireworks. And this big cloud moved in and covered the Space Needle. And so we just kind of watched the clouds and that was it.
Cecilia is from Peru and lives in Maryland. She plans to go to the National Mall in Washington.
I hope I will come to the concert and also to the parade.
One family from Ohio has a very different kind of 4th of July tradition in their neighborhood.
Water balloon.
Our whole neighborhood has a water balloon fight, a thousand water balloons.
I like to sell them at the boys. Yeah, boys versus girls. The boys usually win.
In Washington, D.C., thousands of people will attend a concert with performances by musicians including Reba McEntire, Darius Rucker, and Gladys Knight. There will also be a huge fireworks show with more than 2,500 shells exploding over the National Mall. Another event that traditionally takes place on the National Mall this weekend is the Smithsonian Folklife Festival. This year's event celebrates the cultures of Mexico and Asian Pacific Americans. Visitors can hear the music, eat the food, and learn about the many traditions of these cultures. The third subject of the festival is called Smithsonian Inside Out. Smithsonian experts will have a chance to present their research and knowledge to the public.
My country is of thee, sweet land of liberty, of thee I sing. Land where my father died, land of the pilgrim pride, from every mountain silent freedom reigns.
Our listener question this week comes from China. Fan Zhongjia wants to know about General Douglas MacArthur. Douglas MacArthur was born on an army base near Little Rock, Arkansas in 1880. He grew up on army bases where his father served. There was never any question about what Douglas MacArthur would do with his life. He would join the army. He graduated from the United States Military Academy at West Point, New York, as the best student in his class. Douglas MacArthur became a colonel when World War I began. He won many honors for his bravery and leadership. During the 1930s, President Hoover appointed him Chief of Staff of the Army, one of the most important jobs in the American military. In 1935, General MacArthur was appointed military advisor to the Philippines. He was to help the government build an army for defense purposes as the Philippines began planning for independence. He was the chief military advisor to the Philippine military forces when the United States entered World War II in December 1941. President Roosevelt ordered MacArthur to leave the Philippines to command American forces in the South Pacific. In 1944, he returned to the Philippines with an army that defeated the Japanese. General MacArthur was chosen to accept the Japanese surrender in 1945. He was appointed Supreme Commander of the Allied Powers, the leader of the occupation forces that would rule Japan. In 1950, North Korean troops invaded South Korea. Within 2 days, the United States decided to send armed forces to aid South Korea. Douglas MacArthur was appointed commander of the United Nations forces in South Korea. General MacArthur called for a total victory in Korea. He wanted to bomb Chinese bases in Manchuria and block Chinese ports. But President Truman would not accept General MacArthur's plan. The general made public his opposition to the president. The disagreement between the two ended in 1951 when President Truman dismissed General MacArthur as commander. Douglas MacArthur returned home to the United States. He was honored as a hero Today, opinions about his career remain divided. Some see him as a great soldier. Others remember his inability to accept criticism. General MacArthur died at the age of 84 in 1964. Instead of our usual music program, we close with a poem by the country singer Johnny Cash from 1974. Ragged Old Flag tells a story from the American flag's point of view. Johnny Cash imagines the many historical events the American flag has seen and experienced since the founding of the United States.
I walked through a county courthouse square. On a park bench, an old man was sitting there. I said, "Your old courthouse is kind of run down." He said, "No, it'll do for our little town." I said, "Your old flagpole has leaned a little bit, and that's a ragged old flag you got hanging on it." He said, "Have a seat," and I sat down. "Is this the first time you've been to our little town?" I said, "I think it is." He said, "I don't like to brag, but we're kind of proud of that ragged old flag. You see, we got a little hole in that flag there when Washington took it across the Delaware. And it got powder burned the night that Francis Scott Key sat watching it write and say, 'Can you see?' And it got a bad rip in New Orleans with Pakenham and Jackson tugging at its seams. And it almost fell at the Alamo beside the Texas flag, but she waved on, though. She got cut with a sword at Chancellorsville, and she got cut again at Shiloh Hill. There was Robert E. Lee, Beauregard, and Bragg, and the south wind blew hard on that ragged old flag. On Flanders Field in World War I, she got a big hole from a Bertha gun. She turned blood red in World War II. She hung limp and low a time or two. She was in Korea, Vietnam. She went where she was sent by her Uncle Sam. She waved from our ships upon the briny foam, and now they've about quit waving back here at home. In her own good land here, she's been abused. She's been burned, dishonored, denied, and refused. And the government for which she stands is scandalized throughout the land. And she's getting threadbare and she's wearing thin, but she's in good shape for the shape she's in. Cause she's been through the fire before, and I believe she can take a whole lot more. So we raise her up every morning, we take her down every night, we don't let her touch the ground, and we fold her up right. On second thought, I do like to brag, cause I'm mighty proud of that ragged old flag.
I'm Doug Johnson. Our program was written and produced by Dana DeMange with reporting by Mike DeFabo. You can find transcripts, MP3s, and podcasts of our shows at voaspecialenglish.com. Join us again next week for American Mosaic, VOA's radio magazine in special English.
Land is your land, land is mine.